Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Steve Smith, the head coach for the Montana State Billings volleyball team. You know, before you went down on this road trip to Northwest Nazarene and Seattle Pacific, I think we all felt comfortable that, you know, it was a very winnable split for you. But we were kind of joking before we went on the air, this probably wasn't the split you were expecting to get. You go down, you lose to Northwest Nazarene in five sets. And then what do you know? You go down to Seattle on Saturday, take on the top team in the GNAC, hadn't lost a game in the conference, and you beat them in five sets. Obviously a very interesting weekend for you.
Very interesting. Two great matches. The NNU match, you know, we were right in there to win it. We just started off the fifth game just too slow. You know, started off like a 1-5 or 1-6 start. Made a little bit of a run to come back, but that's just too much in a game to 15. So the girls were a little bit frustrated about that. You know, they were asking, in fact, can we schedule them one more time because we know we can beat them? But, you know, it's done with, unfortunately. You know, I think the big difference between the first time and the second time we played them is, you know, first time early on the season, first round of our tournament, you know, we just weren't prepared to play them yet. But we've improved a lot since then. We showed it. They were definitely worried. You know, at their place, we had their crowd quieted for most of the night. But it was just a great match overall. And then going into Seattle Pacific, you know, the one thing that we knew, Seattle Pacific is a good team. They swept Western Washington a couple nights before, 3-0. But on the other hand, they dropped a set to St. Martin's. So we knew that they were up and down. They're an awfully good team, but they fight some inconsistent things. The main thing is we battled away. We gave ourselves opportunities to win, and you get into that fifth game, it's anybody's game. And we had a little bit of a slow start, but we came back and had a nice push in the middle of the game. Got like a 4 or 5 point run off of Hillary's serve, and that was it.
Yeah, it's interesting. And we've talked before about matchups. And I might be stretching it a bit here because you've only played Northwest Nazarene twice. You've only played Seattle Pacific. But certainly on paper, I think most people would argue that on paper, Seattle Pacific is better than Northwest Nazarene. You're 0-2 against Northwest Nazarene. You're 1-0 against Seattle Pacific. Is that just an anomaly, or is it a situation where maybe Northwest Nazarene poses some matchup problems for you, and on the flip side, you pose some matchup problems for Seattle Pacific? I guess maybe we'll find out when they come down to Alderowitz.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's just how you play, I think, on a given night. Northwest Nazarene, without a doubt, you know, great program, historically a great program, you know, going back to when Darlene was the coach and then with Jared as the coach. They're always well prepared. They always play great ball control. They don't make very many mistakes. You know, they're not a team that really wows you. They just grind away wins. You know, Seattle Pacific, on the other hand, you know, they have a couple of players where, you know, you look at them and you go, wow, sometimes, but they're a little bit inconsistent. And, you know, I think the thing is we saw with them in game four and game five, probably what Fairbanks saw with us, where they got really kind of scared about losing, worried about losing rather than pushing through the win, and we had nothing to lose, and we just took it at them all the way through. Now, in the fourth game, you know, we did have a benefit latter in the fourth game of what I'd consider a bad call by the officials. Those things typically even out. You know, after that, they still had six match points to put us away, and we fought them off. So, you know, you can argue that was, you know, one of the things that changed the outcome of the match. But really, you know, there are some other calls that you know, went against us. So that stuff just kind of evens out.
I want to talk about that Seattle Pacific game and the fact that you were facing the possibility of going 0-2 on the road trip, very close to it, when we come back.
I quit to reduce my chances of breast cancer.
I quit because smoking's expensive. Now I can afford more toys.
I quit because I made up my mind this time. I called the free quit line, and they're helping me keep my word.
I quit for lots of reasons. We'd love to hear yours. Please call the free Montana quit line today at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
Welcome back to the second part of the Coach's Show. Seattle Pacific, an interesting situation because you faced several match points against them. And one of the expressions that I've really come to hate through the years, because I think it's overused, is, you know, people say, well, sometimes it's just who wants it more or who just doesn't want to lose the most. But it almost seems appropriate here. Now, it's not like Seattle Pacific didn't care, but at the same time, it almost seems like your team just sort of refused to lose on that particular night.
Oh, absolutely. And it all started with, you know, our backcourt defense. With Jen made some great digs, and same with Devin. But Jill Trabing just really shone in the backcourt. And, you know, when you get that first contact, you know, up in the air where we get an opportunity to swing, or like our chances against, you know, anyone. And, you know, those match points that we fought off, you know, there might have been a couple errors by them, but it was a lot of us coming through when we really needed to come through. So, you know, I don't know who wants it more. It's just you got to play your best when, you know, the game's on the line, and we certainly did.
And the big issue that I think a lot of teams face, and certainly I think you've probably had to face it at times this year, particularly with having a young team, is you've got to have a team that's confident in that situation, you know, that's willing to go for the big swings. And, you know, sometimes it is enough to just kind of hang in there and put the ball back over the net, but sooner or later you've got to get aggressive offensively. And this team is starting to show that they're capable of doing that during those crucial times.
Oh, definitely, and it's the balance in our offense. And again, it all starts with your first contact, but the fact that we've progressively been getting better out of our other positions, out of the middle and out of the right side. I mean, everyone had a great moment in that match. You know, Melissa Porter had a great weekend. She was co-GNAC Player of the Week. You know, great weekend both offensively and blocking. Jody was very, very efficient. Hannah Johnson was a little bit up and down offensively, but she came up with some big plays through secondary setting, through blocking. She had a block that went straight down, nearly bounced back over on our side of the net towards the end of game four, which was a real, I think, an emotional push for us. So everybody played well.
Yeah, I've often said in volleyball, and of course I've talked with you about this before, I mean, every game, whatever it is, football, basketball, baseball has momentum swings, but there's nothing like volleyball in that respect. Something like a pancake save, you know, I mean, a great defensive save, a great kill. It is amazing how even one play can just absolutely turn around a match, because you just see all of a sudden the momentum switch, and it can just change on a dime in volleyball.
Oh, yeah, and I think one of the things with volleyball is, you know, when you win the point, you get the serve back. It's kind of like winners out in basketball, so you have the ability to keep the offensive pressure on the other team. But you're certainly right. I mean, we saw that in our home match against Alaska Anchorage, where, you know, we were playing okay, and then, you know, all of a sudden Melissa Porter came up with this huge block that just energized our team, energized the fans, and I think really got into the head of their outside hitters, and I think that changed the whole complexion of the match. So you're absolutely right.
What does this do for you? I mean, I guess you don't know until you play again, but you know, it's interesting. You're coming off, again, a win over the team that I think a lot of people thought was going to win the GNAC this year, and certainly off to a great start in Seattle Pacific, may still win it, despite the loss to you the other day. But on the way home, can you look at these girls and say, you know what, these girls are feeling pretty good about themselves, and they're starting to actually, you know, buy into what we're talking about?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the confidence is there, you know, especially with our upperclassmen. They know that they're good players. And I think our underclassmen know that they can perform well, too. I've been telling them all along that the conference is wide open. I mean, we have a number of good teams, you know, at the top. But, you know, it's anybody can be beat on any given night. So, you know, going into it, I've been telling them, it's just like we can beat anyone in this conference. And, you know, we have 9 more conference matches left. You know, if we go, say, 7-2, I think we're looking at being in a real good spot to, you know, maybe be, you know, second, third in the conference. If you can win them all, I think you can win the conference, you know. So, you know, we had a little bit of a talk last night. It was an okay practice. The girls were obviously tired. They came in, and I just said, you know, I know you guys are feeling confident, but we need to continue to improve. You know, we've come so far, and we have so much farther to go. And we're in a perfect spot in this conference, because everyone's being surprised by you. No one thinks, like, God, you know, why are we losing to MSU Billings? You know, and it's a great place to be. I like being the underdog. I like, you know, other teams that think they should come in and wipe the floor with us, because we're a much better team than that.
Yeah, and should make note, with all those games that you've got coming up you know, at home, and you've got three straight, and we're going to talk about that here in a minute. Five of those Great Northwest Athletic Conference games are going to be at home, five of those nine left, and that's a nice thing. On the flip side of that, though, you're a pretty darn good road team. I mean, you've had success on the road.
Oh, absolutely, and you know, I've never really bought in too much to the home court advantage because everybody has to play away. But it is nice to play in your own gym in front of your own crowd, and you know, the energy that that provides, and to be able to sleep in your own bed. And I think it's more of a comfort thing. But you know, with volleyball, it's another one of those unique things. You know, a lot of these girls grew up playing club volleyball, and you're never in a home gym except for when you play in the high school season. Most of the time you're traveling around to all these different sites, so I really don't think it makes much of a difference.
And when we come back, we'll talk about the upcoming game against Rocky Mountain College. And that's a ways away, as the Jackets will get a break from play this weekend, and then a couple of conference games also looming in the near future. We'll talk about that on the third part of the Coach's Show with Steve Smith.
You really hit the court hard on that last dig.
Yeah, my knee is killing me.
You need to go to AMP.
I've heard the AMP docs and athletic trainers are the best.
They are. After my ACL surgery this spring, they helped me recover and get strong again.
You had surgery and you're already playing?
Yeah, the team at AMP helped me get back on the court. They're the sports medicine and athletic training experts.
How can I find out more?
You can go to their website. It's ampmontana.com. AMP, athletic medicine and performance. Visit us online at ampmontana.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show with Steve Smith, the head coach for the Montana State Billings volleyball team, coming off a nice split on the road, losing in five at Northwest Nazarene, but winning in five at Seattle Pacific. Now you got some time off. My goodness, not playing until the 13th of October. You know, I some people feel different about it. I mean, you're coming off a nice win, obviously got some kind of momentum going here. Would you just assume be playing, or is it nice to have that little break in there?
It's actually nice to have the break in there. You know, it might have been nice to play once this weekend, but the chance to get caught up in this office work and take care of this mess that's on my desk in front of me, you know, to you know, hit the recruiting and everything else, and you know, have the girls have a break where they can be, you know, on top of all their schoolwork. You know, last night's practice, I was contemplating, you know, tossing it out, but I thought, no, we need to get back in the gym. There's just too much to work on. You know, they'll get a break later on this week. But, you know, it seems like we've been traveling so much. And for, you know, conference opponents, you know, we leave on Wednesday afternoon. We don't get back till Sunday. We're just on the road constantly. So it's nice to have that break. You know, and it's not too long. It'd be nice to play Saturday, but we do have a home match on Tuesday against Rocky, so it's not that long of a layoff, and I think it gives us some time to get rested. And you know, we do have some physical things that, you know, pop up now and then with the girls, like Hillary's shoulder, and Jen gets her knees aggravated, so it's nice to give them a rest so they're ready to go.
Yeah, from that standpoint, what sort of things, when you've got a little bit of a break like this, is it pretty much business as usual at practice in terms of the things you're working on, or does it give you a time to maybe kind of expand what you've been doing?
Well, you know, last night we were definitely working on some things that you know, showed up as weaknesses in the past three or four matches. And, you know, during matches, we sit there and watch, and we're not only doing game thing, but you take notes as far as, you know, what's beating us, and then those become practice plans. So, you know, we have quite a few things we need to work on. You know, one is, you know, short ball tip getting, where we need to get a little bit better quality contact out of that so we can get a little bit more organized and have better transition swings. You know, serve receive is always something that we work on. You know, we talk about different options from different hitters. We will continue to work blocking. You know, that's a skill like serve receive that you can never do too much of. So that's a lot of technical things. As far as throwing new stuff into our offense or new stuff into our defense, you know, it's not really necessary at this point. We just need to refine what we're doing.
Yes, obviously when you do get back to play Tuesday at Rocky Mountain College, arguably your most disappointing performance of the week of the year down there at the Fortin Center. I would imagine that you know, the girls certainly aren't going to have any trouble getting up for this one, despite the fact it's not a conference game.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, we knew we played poorly. And the other thing is, you know, Rocky's a very, very good team, you know, considering the teams that they've been beating. They beat, you know, Alaska Anchorage. They just hammered Lewis Clark State. So, you know, we can't take them lightly, and they know that now. And again, You know, we need to give them a whole lot of credit for how good of a team they are with the athletes they have. But also, you know, we were an absolute no-show in the first one. So, you know, we're looking to come back with just a much better performance on Tuesday night.
And then you've got Central Washington just a couple of nights later on the 15th and Western Washington here at home at Alterowitz. Two nights after that. So that's going to be a real busy week for you. So it's probably good that you've got a little bit of a break. Any concern that you've got three matches in one week?
No, that happens. You know, when you schedule an out-of-conference opponent, it's got to be on a Tuesday because you play Thursday, Saturday. Again, with volleyball, you know, it's not like basketball where, you know, physically you're running up and down the court for, you know, the amount of time that they are, that I think you need a little bit more of a recovery period for volleyball players. You know, they're used to going to tournaments at, you know, in high school and a club where they play 4, 5, 6 times a day. And then collegiately, you know, we go to tournaments and we play 2 times in one day. So, you know, I think it's more of a mental thing, turning around and preparing for different opponents. You know, after the Rocky match, you know, we have 2 teams coming in that I have the greatest respect for both coaches. You know, Mario at Central Washington is a good friend of mine, and his teams are always prepared. They're struggling a little bit this year, but that doesn't mean anything to me because, you know, he can throw a team out on the court that can beat you at any time. And then Diane Flick, her record at Western Washington speaks for itself. So 2 very, very dangerous teams. I think 2 teams that we can beat. You know, but again, it's a lot about us. You know, not so much about matchups, not so much about tactics. It's just about our quality and our level of play.
Well, I haven't even made mention of the record: 10-8 overall, 4-3 in the GNAC conference, right there, and nice 3 stretches at home, including 2 great Northwest Athletic Conference games. Again, that is the 13th. That's a Tuesday. It'll be at 7:00. Here at Alterowitz Gym, and then Thursday right after that, and the following Saturday, the 17th, against Western Washington again, all the times at 7:00 at Alterowitz Gym. Coach Smith, congratulations on a nice road swing, and glad to have you back at home.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Been the Coach's Show with Steve Smith and Ken Adelblue. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.